Now, Little Marjorie, starring Gail Storm and Charles Farrell.
Today, Thanksgiving will be here, and in the Albright home, as in millions of other American homes, this is the topic of conversation.
Gosh, Dad, time sure flies, doesn't it? Just think, Thanksgiving is only a few days away.
That's right, Margie. And before you know it, another year rolls around for everyone.
You mean for everyone but the turkeys?
Oh, speaking of turkeys, let's figure out how many we're going to have for Thanksgiving dinner.
I figured one would be enough. Oh, you mean people.
Yes, then we'll know how big a turkey to get from a delicatessen.
Dad, no delicatessen turkey this year. I've already gotten one from the butcher, and I'm going to roast it myself.
Oh, brother. Well, if it's anything like that chicken you tried to roast a couple of Sundays ago, you can count me out. What did you stuff it with, anyway?
I didn't stuff it with anything. I didn't have to. It wasn't hollow. Don't you worry about the turkey. Mrs. Odette's just coming over to give me some pointers.
Hello, Margie. Mr. Albright.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Odette.
Hi. Well, where's the turkey, Margie?
Dad, would you give me the bird? would you get it? It's in the refrigerator.
Okay, Margie.
Ooh, Margie, I came across a wonderful recipe for a pudding. It's rather complicated, though.
What's the recipe?
Well, a quarter teaspoon of vanilla, a tablespoon of gelatin, dash of cooking wine, teaspoon of sugar, and a cup and a half of milk. Then beat it with a wooden ladle. And did you?
No.
I went into a store and slipped the ladle into my purse. But before I could beat it, they caught me.
Here's the turkey, Margie.
How does it look, Mrs. Odette?
Ooh, it's a nice big one. You need about 5 pounds of dressing.
5 pounds? Mm-hmm. Gosh, it'll take me forever to stuff that much dressing through that little hole in his neck.
Are you sure you know how to prepare a turkey?
Oh, sure.
Well, the next step is to tie the legs.
Well, why do we have to tie the legs? I've never yet heard of one that ran away at this stage of the game.
That's not the reason, Margie. You tie the legs so the turkey can't kick you.
No. Dad,
please. Now, Margie, before you put the turkey in the oven, be sure the oven is preheated to a temperature of 300 degrees. It's important.
Well, why must it be so warm?
So the turkey won't get goose pimples.
Get it?
Turkey goose pimples? Boy, I'm sure of pitching them tonight.
Yes. Too bad we have to catch them.
Come in.
Everybody.
Oh, hello. Hi there.
Hey, get a load of that turkey. Wow-wee.
It's for Thanksgiving. I'm going to cook it with my own two little hands.
You ought to stick it in the oven. It'll cook quicker. Oh, I almost forgot. Mr. Albright, this cablegram came for you just as I walked in the building.
Oh, thanks. Oh. Oh, it's from Louis McLean.
Who's Louis McLean?
Oh, an old college chum of mine. He's a foreign correspondent. Been in Europe the past few years. Now, let's see what the cable's about. Please meet Elsa Marika arriving on Queen Mary tomorrow. Entertain her until I arrive. Flying over day after Thanksgiving. Signed, Louis.
Elsa Marika? Who's she?
Well, I don't know, but if I know Louis, she must be a doll. Probably some glamorous European movie actress on her way to Hollywood. Well, excuse me, I've got to pick up something to wear tomorrow.
Some inside the evening, I will be afraid of.
Margie, your father's got it bad.
I'm convinced of one thing, Mrs. Odette. When it comes to women, he's got a head like a doorknob.
What do you mean?
Anyone can turn it.
Some inside of me, I will meet a stranger. I will meet a woman.
All right, Dad, all right. That's enough. You were singing that thing in your sleep last night. I could hear you all the way over to my room.
Well, I can't help it. You know how much I'm looking forward to meeting this Elsa Marika?
So you're going to meet a European movie actress. So what? What have they got that American movie actresses haven't got? An accent.
Oh, it's more than that. They have a certain glamour that arouses me.
How do I look?
Pretty sharp.
Is my tie on straight?
Yes, but your mustache isn't.
Oh, Margie, stop.
No, I mean it, Dad. It's crooked. The right side's a little longer than the left. Hand me the scissors and I'll fix it.
Here. How is it now?
Well, now the left's a little longer than the right.
Well?
Now we're back where we started from.
Oh, let it go. It's hardly noticeable. How does this blue polka dot tie go with this suit?
It's all right.
Does it bring out the blue in my eyes?
Well, now that you mention it, no.
Oh, never mind. Let's see. Which car shall I take down to the boat, the convertible or the limousine?
What's the matter with the taxi?
A taxi?
Yeah.
To meet a friend of William McLean? Marge, did you realize what you just said?
Excuse me while I go wash my mouth out with soap.
Now, maybe I better take both cars.
Come in. Good morning, Margie.
Morning, Van, darling.
Hi, Connie.
Oh, hello, Connie. I'm glad you dropped in. I don't know how to put this, but do you mind if I cancel our due date for tonight?
Not at all, Van.
I'll explain it to you sometime.
Oh, you don't have to, Van. Any friend of Louis McLean's is a friend of mine.
Oh, you know about it?
The whole building knows about it. Mrs. Odette's got up early this morning.
Well, as long as you know, there's nothing to hide. How do I look? Is the part in my hair straight?
Yes, but your mustache isn't. The right side is longer than the left. Now, hand me those scissors. I'll fix it. Hey.
Now, is it even?
Yeah. It's even worse than it was.
Honey, you clipped the wrong side.
His mustache lopsided. Hand me the scissors.
No. Nobody touches this mustache again. Now, Connie, I believe you're jealous because I'm going to meet a glamorous European actress.
Why, Ben, how can you say a thing like that?
Ben, darling, to prove that I'm not a bit jealous, do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going with you.
There are a lot of pretty girls on board.
I'll say. I wonder which one is Elsa.
You should have her page.
Oh, she'll find me. Louis must have given her my description. Hey, I'll bet she's a gorgeous redhead coming this way. I'm going to give her a real American greeting. Welcome to America, Elsa.
Attention, please. Will Mr. Van Albright report to the customs office?
Oh, that must be Elsa.
She's got a pretty deep voice.
I didn't mean that was her. I meant... Oh, forget it. Come on, the office is right over here.
Well, Mr. Albright?
That's right.
You're supposed to meet Elsa Marika?
Yes. Uh-huh. Where is she?
I'm right here.
You're Elsa Marika?
Yes, sir. That is my name.
How old are you, honey?
I'm 11 years old.
Well, Dad, she's a gorgeous doll, all right, but don't you think she's a little too young for you?
Oh, this is priceless.
Oh, stop it. Little girl, are you sure that you're Elsa Marika?
Yes, I am sure. This letter will tell you all about me.
Oh, let me see. Dear Vern, this will introduce Elsa Marika. She's an orphan that I smuggled out of one of the occupied countries.
Oh, the poor kid.
When I get back to the States, I'm going to take her home to Denver and adopt her. Take good care of her until I arrive. Your pal, Louie. Oh, so that's it.
Oh, there's more, Dad. P.S. I'll bet you expected some glamorous movie star. Well, a joke's on you, lover boy.
Well, Elsa turned out to be quite different from what anyone had expected.
Jane and Margie have returned home with our little guest, where we find them all now, surrounded by their friends.
Margie, you are much kinder and seemingly than you are, but it makes me, how do you say, like a big emotion.
I understand, dear, and we want you to know that our home is your home.
That's right. We consider yourself one of the family as long as you're here.
Thank you. But Margie, your father, he isn't me. When I first seen his face, it was not happy.
Well, he wasn't quite prepared for a little girl like you. You were all primed to meet a dish.
Dish?
Yes, you know, a grandma puts a slick chick, a luscious doll.
This language that you speak, it is English?
Sure it's English, kid. Don't you get it? Mr. Albright was expecting a gorgeous hunk of babe, a pin-up girl.
Well, I am a girl, but I have not been pinned up since I was a baby.
I'll explain it, dear. A pin-up girl is a beautiful woman who is very popular with men.
Yes, I was one once. Yes, the firemen in my hometown voted me the girl they most liked to go to blazes with.
Mr. Albright expect me to be a luscious puss.
Well, that's easy to answer, because Dad is a wolf.
Don't you believe that, Elsa? I'm not a wolf. I'm a fox.
A fox?
Yeah, that's a wolf who brings flowers.
I think I begin to understand. It is because you consider yourself a great lover, like a Don Juan.
Don Juan? Heck no. He's a regular Don too.
Don too?
Yeah, you're twice as good as a Don Juan.
Oh, I like it here. You Americans have so much fun. It was strange for me to hear laughter. I've not heard it for so long.
Gee, didn't you ever have fun with your family?
My family? What family? My father, I do not remember. He died in a concentration camp. My mother, she went soon after.
Come here, Elsa. Sit here by me. You've had it pretty rough.
Elsa, well, look, honey, that's all in the past. You're starting a new life now. And a good way to start it is to go to bed early. How about it? You look tired.
Well, first I would like to go to the police station.
To the police station?
Yes, I must register.
Now, listen, Elsa. We don't have that sort of thing here.
Yes, we're all free to come and go as we please.
None of you are ever brought in for interrogation?
Well, if Freddie is, once a week at the unemployment office.
You see, Elsa, in America, we don't need permission from the government to stay alive. Remember that, dear. You're an American now.
Yeah, and let's get her started being one right now. Come on, Elsa. How about an ice cream cone?
Ice cream? I've never tasted that, but I think I would like some.
Well, you're in for a treat. Come on down. I'll get you some.
All right. Oh, no. Someone may spy on me. I'll be reported.
Reported for what, dear?
For buying on the black market.
Black market? What does she mean by that? She wants chocolate?
Quiet, Freddie. I know what she means.
You would consider me an enemy of the people.
Elsa, look at me and listen. This is the United States of America. In this country, the only enemy of the people is a baseball umpire.
Amen.
And furthermore, anybody can buy ice cream or anything else they want. Anywhere at any time, and it's not against the state.
Yeah, it's like it says in the Constitution. Nothing is against nothing.
Thank you, Patrick Henry.
Oh, honey, you've got a lot to learn about what we stand for. And a good way to start is with a Thanksgiving dinner.
Sure, coming to a new country like this, she's sort of like a pilgrim herself, isn't she?
Right. And we're all going to pitch in and give our little pilgrim a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner, aren't we?
Oh, you bet we are.
Margie, I feel so drawn to that Elsa.
She's just captured my heart.
Oh, she's done it to all of us, poor little thing. Living in fear all her life.
Well, we took her shopping this morning. You should have seen the way her eyes lighted up in that department store. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a great experience buying toys for that child.
Mm, it certainly was. Elsa squeezed a doll and she said, Mama. And then Dad squeezed another doll and she yelled, Four more
finish making out the Thanksgiving list. We've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, Margie, let me cook the turkey. I've got a wonderful recipe for it.
What is it?
Well, first you soak the stale bread in brandy. Mm-hmm. Then you dip the chestnuts into some bourbon. Then you put the bird in the oven, and every 20 minutes, you baste it with a little rum.
Well, how does the turkey taste?
The turkey? I don't know. But oh, boy, that's gravy.
Mr. Honeywell ought to go for that. He'll probably get a big kick out of it.
And Marjorie, may I please to ask a question about Thanksgiving and the pilgrims?
I've been trying to explain it to her, Margie, but she's getting confused.
Well, what have you been telling her, Freddie?
Well, it's really a fascinating story, because after a hard winter, spring came, and the pilgrims were saved from starvation by a friendly Indian named Squanto.
Who was he, this Indian?
Oh, he was a used canoe dealer known as Madman Squanto. Everybody knew him as the Smiling Mohawk. In fact, there were three of them, Manny, Moe, and Hawk. They'd sell you a canoe for 20 wampum down and give you 20 moons to pay.
Freddy, no wonder the poor child is confused.
Well, maybe later I get the facts straight. All I know is the pilgrims had a big feast because they were thankful. And I am very proud to be an American, for I too am thankful.
Atta girl, Elsa. I come in?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Mr. Honeywell. Mr. Honeywell, this is our little guest I told you about, Elsa Marika. Mr. Honeywell.
How do you do, Mr. Honeywell? I'm very pleased to meet you.
The same here, Elsa. Why, you're a fine-looking girl. Now, listen, Albright, I'm in a spot, and I want you to help me out.
Oh, sure, boss. Anything you say. What's the matter?
Well, I have a little 12-year-old nephew whose parents had to go out of town. Now, could you take care of him for a few days?
I'll tell you...
Please, Albright, as a personal favor, and you like Ronald. He's a very sweet boy.
Well, all right. Where is he?
I've got him waiting out in the hall.
Ronald, would you come in here, please?
Okay. What do you want, vinegar puss?
You for the Albright.
Well, they don't look very bright to me.
Vern, you will take care of him for a few days.
I guess so.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm liberated.
Oh, I'll see you soon. Ronald, I'm Margie. And here's a new little friend for you. Her name is Elsa.
Oh, how nice. An American voice. I'm pleased to meet you, Ronald.
Yes, sir. What an icky game.
Stay with us for Thanksgiving, no? We will have turkey. It'll be wonderful.
What's so hot about turkey? I have it all year round. Get lost.
Dad, you know something? I think we may have more stuffing for the turkey than we need this year.
Really? How come?
I'm about to knock some out of Ronald. Run down the hall a minute to see Mrs. Odette. Will you be a good boy and play quietly with Elsa? I'll be right back.
What would you like to play, Ronald?
How about a game of hopscotch?
Hopscotch?
Yeah, with real scotch.
I don't know that game. Is it one Aunt Margie would approve?
Who cares about her?
Hey, I got an idea. We play a Thanksgiving game. Pilgrims and Indians.
Oh, that sounds nice.
How do we play it?
You be the pilgrim, I'll be the Indian, and I'll scalp you.
Scalp? What is that?
Here, I'll show you.
What are you going to do with that knife?
Oh, don't be scared. I'll just cut off a little of your hair.
Oh, no.
Keep away from me. Keep away.
Hey, come back here.
Okay, I'll catch you. Hey, watch out for that rat. Jeez.
She hit her head on the table. Elsa, speak to me. Say something. Well, why don't you say something?
Ronald. Elsa, what happened? Elsa.
She tripped, and I cried.
Oh, never mind. Hand me that phone, quick. I've got to call a doctor.
Well, doctor, how is she?
Will she be all right?
Oh, yes. She got a bad bump in the head, but she'll be coming out of it soon. You just keep her quiet for a little while. I'll stop around tomorrow. Good day.
Oh, thank goodness. I was so afraid.
Margie. Oh, Aunt Margie.
Elsa. Oh, darling.
You hit your head.
I know. Where's Ronald?
He's packing. I'm sending the little monster home.
But then he won't be able to have Thanksgiving dinner with us.
Well, frankly, we don't care whether he has it or not.
But I do. I would like him to be here for the holiday. Elsa, I heard what you said. Aren't you mad at me? No. I thought you'd hate me for what I did. No. There's no children in this world. I can never hate anyone. I have seen what can happen because of hate.
Gee,
Uncle Vern and Aunt Margie have said I must be a good American. I wish to act like one. Thanksgiving, I think, means to forgive and to give thanks for our blessings. And being in this country is a big blessing for me.
Gee, Mr. Albright, please can I stay and spend Thanksgiving with you and with Elsa? Please, sir.
Well, I don't know. Margie, do you think he'll behave himself from now on?
Yes, I think so, Dad. Now remember, Ronald, no more wild ideas. Look what happened to the turkey. He wouldn't have gotten into trouble if he hadn't lost his head.
Come on, Margie. Now, let's get these chairs set up.
Okay, Dad. Mr. Honeywell's coming, so we'll need a chair for him. Two chairs for Mrs. Odette.
Hey, this is going to be a bigger spread than I thought. Sit down, everybody. I'll carve.
Dad, I don't think it's going to come out even. We've got a 20-pound turkey and 1,400 pounds of people.
I'm sure there'll be enough to go around. Pass your plate.
Uncle Vern?
Yes, dear?
Would it be wrong if I said a little prayer?
Why, of course not, Elsa. Go ahead.
Merciful Father, we thank thee for thy many blessings. Bless this house and this holiday, and bless all the American people everywhere, because they are so good and kind. Amen.
Amen.
Merciful Father, thank you for showing me what Thanksgiving really means. And thank you for not letting Elsa get hurt. And thank you also for making me a good boy, because up to now, I used to be a real stinker.
Okay, here we go. Mr. Honeywell, you're the head of the firm. You get the next. Mrs. Odette and Connie, you're both angels, so you get the wings. And Margie, you're always so bright and cheerful, you get some lightning.
Thank you.
And Freddie... What about you, Freddie?
Well, when I was in the Air Force, I used to be a tail gunner.
Happy Thanksgiving.